Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
I'm sure. I mean, come on.
He figured people liked themselves enough to call in here. He played them once, he played them twice. The people wanted more. He started getting popular. Now Bobby wasn't born. He rented a big mountain which there sat a shiny dome. He settled down with Tiny Crow and called his place his home. From then on out, things worked out good. His problem ran his line. The thing this whole thing started, cause I needed words that rhyme.
Wait a minute,
that's not right. I'm brewing, probably cause they're long-winded. This is a record.
Get me a ballot somehow. I mean, you said I could, or you said everyone that could that called and left their number and address. Okay. Well, this is Mark, North Hollywood. In fact, wait, hold on a sec.
Come in, you know the track.
having dessert.
23 courses later.
Finally, monsieur, a wafer thin mint.
Bah.
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one.
Oh, fuck off, I'm full.
Oh, sir, it's only a wafer thin.
Well, I couldn't eat another thing. I'm absolutely stuffed. Bugger horse. Just one. Just one.
Stop. Oh, shit! Look out! He's gonna explode!
Hello and thanks for calling the Movie Line for the week of March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, through March 21st, 1985, with my special co-host this week, the Ob himself, Mr. Observer Rap. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm Bob, and do people really call this, Paul?
Yes. No, they call it the Movie Line.
Oh, they call it. Yes, joke there, Paul.
Yes, very
real
humorous
kind of
apparitions.
Humor, yeah.
What brings you down here, buddy?
My car.
Yes, that's
an
old
fact
line.
That, I came down here to promote goodwill towards me and the Galactic Geek.
Yes.
And like I do every week, I'll give, you know, one.
Speaking
little
of Michael, where the heck has he been? Well, we'll have to find out anyway, Bob.
We will, but I'd rather not.
We've got comments from about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so the movies that we're going to be reviewing are from last
year.
I'm
bored him here this week. So
Academy Awards coming up. We're loving it. All right.
Yes, no-dos, take it away.
Let's scam this Malmo, shall we?
Go.
This is the part of the music where you can switch the phone to your other ear.
You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you live and let die.
Okay, finally got on. Okay, movie I saw in my review is for Torchlight. Yes, Torchlight with Pamela Sue Martin. Remember her, Fallon, the Dynasty? Okay, I think the movie really sucked terribly. Even more than the budget sucked, Judge Dredd. Movie really sucked. And, oh wait just a sec. Is he back? Yeah? What do you got? 2 grams? Oh, I gotta go. He's back to the cocaine. I gotta go. We're going to smoke. Just like you did in the movies. Bye.
Every day, Ed Oken wakes up, has breakfast, and commutes to work. Every day. One day, Ed comes home early to find his wife with someone else. So he goes for a little draw.
What the hell was that?
Oh, shit, Paul.
Shit.
This is mighty fine equipment, Paul. With Goodwill clothes today, you picked it up or what?
I can't believe that this can only happen to me. Is it what? Is it
now,
April 1st yet?
Brief intermission. Now I'll try the chick side. I need a shave.
This
it's
is ridiculous. What happened to my radio spot, Bob? What is all that tape doing over my carpet?
Paul, I take no responsibility for the sound quality.
I told
of your
you to
mind.
Load that thing, not to eat it. This is
I got
ridiculous.
It loaded, Paul.
Listen, gang, we were trying to run an Into the Night radio spot, but
these radio
unfortunately,
have
the
gotta go.
The Movie Line equipment is just not working as well as it used to.
Yeah, it's time to go get another Radio Shack.
So we try to start the spot again from where we left off.
Let's give it the old call.
Let's
try.
Do that, shall we? Bob, get out and push.
Into the night. And Diana falls into his life.
I have something they want. It's worth a great deal of money.
And nothing is the same again. Into the Night, a dangerous romance, starring Jeff Goldblum.
This is just too weird for me.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm one of the bad guys.
Into the Night, rated R, under 17. now at select theaters. Check newspapers for latest.
Randy. Yeah. Hey kids, what time is it?
It's Richie Calcom time.
Well, it's Richie Calcom, Richie Calcom time again. Hi everyone, this is Richie Calcom. And it's been like 3 or 4 months since I last left a movie review on the movie line, so here we go. I just saw the Philadelphia Experiment, and this was on video cassette. Our friend next door is one of the big guys over at New World Pictures, so he said, "Hey Rich, check out this video cassette, see how you like it." It was the Philadelphia Experiment. Well, I gotta say that the movie was okay to average. It was pretty good. The acting was good to high, as far as the Mach scale is concerned. For special effects, on a scale from 1 to 4 Mach, we'll give it 3. On the acting, 2.5. On the whole story, we'll give it about 2 Mach. And just overall about 1.5 to 2 Mach. And it was a pretty good movie. I suggest it if you have nothing else to do. Good special effects. The acting was good. I know I'm repeating myself. But once again, this is Richie Calcom and Paul Mack. I am flattered by what's been going on in your line. And keep it up. Until next week, this is Richie Calcom. And we'll see you all at the Artie Awards. Bye now.
Funny you should be flattered, Rich, because this song was meant to dehumanize you. And talking about boring things, well, your line, let's rate it here on Movie Line. I listened to one Calcom tape once, and I'd give it originality, 1 to 4, or 1. Plagiarizing, highly plagiarizing, give it a 25 on a scale from 1 to 5. And other than that, Richie, I just basically can't think of any other reason to dial that number of yours. I'm insomniac, maybe? I don't know. Paul, why don't we say bye to Richie and get back into your cake?
Going, gone. Believe it, or you better not.
The opening of your last tape was really funny. Watch out, Paul, you aren't the only actors in phones. Nina sounded pretty convincing. Last week, Paul, Avi, and I went to the Cineplex to see Amadeus. For the Cineplex to have 14 theaters, each theater has to be pretty small. The screen was so narrow, all 10 theater seats were directly behind each other. Not really, but it seemed like it. I was prepared for Amadeus to be boring. It wasn't. The movie revolved around Mozart's personality and delved into his genius. The narrator was a powerful actor. The actor portraying Amadeus was delightful and couldn't be better. The costumes were elaborate. I loved them. If you haven't seen it, do. It's terrific.
Sure it was. You know, there must be a fable about the line runner's wife who wrote down her comments before she left them.
Yes, Anita.
Unfortunately, I've never read that fable, and she's been told time and time again not to do that. Boy, is she ticking me off.
I thought
off.
She read that good.
Oh.
I thought she did a good job of reading that comment.
Yeah, Paul, I think that we should concentrate a lot more on the comments.
That's
on this
right. I think you're doing a good job on reading that rebuttal, too, buddy.
Good job, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Back into the tape.
Yeah.
Hello, I want to say something, Paul. This is Barbara, 31, soon to be 29, Hawk Lion Monster. And I want to tell you that I thought it was hysterical what that guy was saying, too, about the basin. But what does freak you and freak this with those girls mean? I'm not familiar with it. I'm from San Clemente, Mission Viejo. They don't talk like that down there. I'm not sure I know what he's talking about. I have a good idea. Maybe if you could clarify it, maybe not on your line, but another line. And I'm happy you played it, too, even though it wasn't a movie review, but it could have been a script. Happy trails.
Well, I'm sorry I had to play that because that wasn't a movie review either, and I know the other guy's comment couldn't have been scripted because, well, the writers are on strike and I just don't see any reason why they'd want to. Anyway, I'm sorry, Barbara, I lost your other comment. It was a film review, the one I should have played. However, the tape monster ate it and it's history. So, Brody, tell you what you gotta do. Leave another review and we'll scam it on a future tape. Thank you.
Hi, this is Doug, D-U-G, Doug. And I just this evening saw this picture 1984, which I felt was exceedingly tedious. And it works so well as a novel, one wonders why they bothered to make it into a film. Now, I'm not the kind of guy who walks out of pictures, but if I were, this would be a picture I would have walked out on. I mean, it's really hard to sit through. I did miss the very beginning, which I was told is before the picture comes on, you get to hear the Eurythmics song, which I've heard again, I've heard over and over again, and I've seen the video. And I'm not that crazy about the song. I especially don't like that line, pull the bricks down one by one. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, there are no bricks in this movie or whatever, but I did miss the beginning because I was out in front of the theater waiting for my date, who was eventually late, and I was told this person is generally always late, and note my exceptional neglect of pronouns, but remember, I am calling from the heart of Heartless Hollywood, and you know about this side of the hill. Anyway, the picture has its moments, but just read the book and see something else. And I really do look forward to hearing you play this, Paul, but more what I look forward to is getting Brian Feedback's home phone number. I mean, I've been on Santa Monica Boulevard and I haven't seen him yet.
Hi. Yeah, this is Cherie from Van Nuys. This weekend I went and saw Vision Quest. It was pretty good. Had a good soundtrack, but I think they could have picked a nicer looking guy for the part, the lead. But besides that, it was a pretty good movie. And I saw The Sure Thing last night, and I mean, it was really good. It was a good plot. The girl wasn't too nice looking, but the guy was very nice looking. He was the guy from class, and I thought it was really, really good. So if you ask me, the two best movies so far that I've seen are Witness and The Sure Thing. So that's my opinion. Thanks. Bye.
Well, it seems that we should get this really gruesome-looking guy together along with this really ugly-looking girl, and maybe their problems will be solved. Well, who knows? Anyway, The Sure Thing is a brand-new film playing. I haven't seen it yet, but a good friend of mine did the makeup on that. Her name is Patricia Messina, so look for that. And also Witness, which I did see, is a very fine film. A good friend of mine, Lucas Hawes, who played the little boy in Witness, was at the Obliteration premiere on January 20th, if any of you remember that. And also, what else? The Vision Quest film I haven't seen either. So if any of you care to go see these films, leave a review at 761-0333. That's right. The Movie Line input number is open and taking your film reviews. Thanks.
This is Neon from Honolulu, Hawaii. Just recently saw Witness, and it's not a really good movie, I would say. A lot of critics haven't given it good reviews. For Harrison Ford, I'd say it's a step up from the Indiana Jones and Han Solo characters he's been playing. If you want drama, I guess you really shouldn't see it. The movie really skips around all over the place. If you don't know what it is, it's about a cop who finds out that there's corruption going on within his own department, and he has to go live on an Amish farm. The relationship between Harrison Ford and the girl in the film, I felt, could have been developed a little bit more. Kind of ended and didn't really go anywhere. But on a scale from 1 to 10, I'd give it maybe a 7. Harrison Ford could have played a stronger character, I feel. But anyways, I'm looking forward to seeing him in his third Indiana Jones movie, which is due to start production in January. That's an inside tip. and it's supposed to be out next summer. Not this coming up one, but next one. Well, we will see. I hope it's better than Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. But we will see. This is Neon from Honolulu, Hawaii. Sign off. Goodbye. Sayonara. And Honolulu. Yes, Honolulu. Aloha.
I want to leave a comment about television writers. Once again, they're striking. One of the highest paid professions in this country, maybe in the world, are writers for a television series and different shows. They go on strike to make more money. I don't understand it. They're already paid probably more than doctors and lawyers and them put together, and yet they strike. And because of this, we may have to miss a lot of new television programming. A lot of you don't care, but I happen to care. A lot of my favorite shows are on network television. And once they strike, who knows how long they're going to be out and everything, and we may have to go through a couple seasons without any new shows. A bunch of repeats, or I don't know how they're going to, what they're going to do with the regular shows that they got on. They're going to cancel them and have to put something else on. Television's already getting boring enough. We have a few good shows. What can we do about it? Anyway, Mr. Mack and the movie line, all of you out there on the call, what do you got to say to it? Okay, I think I'm going to get going.
Hi, I saw Witness, and I think that was a really good movie, excellent movie with Harrison Ford, and The Breakfast Club shouldn't be missed. Falcon and the Snowman was, like, really good, but, too bad they make you feel sorry for the guys, because they really did nothing great. And, let's see, Vision Quest, that was, like, really entertaining, so I think you should go see that, too. Well, this has been The Dark Horizon. Bye.
And now, the Movie Line is very proud to present a new weekly feature entitled Believer's Choice, a conservative, controversial Christian analysis of the movies. And now, here's your host, Mr. David Kyle.
Welcome to Believer's Choice, a Christian perspective on the movies. I'm David Kyle. Here's one for you. A Catholic priest who drinks like a fish, swears like a politician, lies like a bookie, drives a Mercedes, and who spends his spare time placing bets at the races, finds himself confronted with an idealistic seminary student who takes him to the carpet for his phony, compromising, hypocritical faith. So goes the storyline for a film called Mass Appeal. First a play and now a screenplay, this story has all the elements for a terrific comic drama. Protagonist, antagonist, conflict, resolution. And it would have been a terrific comic drama if the screenwriters hadn't succumbed to the temptation of playing for sensationalistic mass appeal instead of anchoring the story in reality. I was disappointed that the potential for a meaningful statement by the idealistic young seminary student was lost in his blasphemously absurd contention that Jesus and Saint John were both gay. The unrefined logic of the young zealot was overstated in an effort to confuse sex and love in this veiled attempt to preach the gospel of humanism. Mass appeal should have its greatest appeal among liberal Catholics and Protestants who seek after motivational vehicles for self-righteousness instead of for the surrender of servanthood to the Lordship of Christ in every area of life. It constructs a false image of love and Christianity that produces the appearance of servanthood to Christ while preserving the reality of man's self-revelation and lordship. And yet, while exposing the underlying reality of such a message, we needn't reject the entire message of this picture, for most humanistic tales contain a good measure of valuable and poignant truth. In this story, the brash young seminary student learns how to express love in less abrasive ways. Like a Catholic James Robison, he exposes the hypocrisy of intellectual beliefs that are not carried out in the lives of those who claim those beliefs. He condemns institutional hypocrisy and idolatry, but unlike James Robison, does not have the biblical grounding to teach God's alternative. The priest, brilliantly played by Jack Lemmon, is in even worse shape. He has cultivated a comfortable niche in a wealthy New England suburb and does most anything to maintain his most favored status. Frustrated by the honesty of his idealistic charge, the priest bluntly tells him, "If you want to be a priest, lie." Don't you just love the positive role models that Hollywood makes out of Christian leaders? As you might guess, the priest is deeply affected by the model of honesty and integrity shown by the young student, and learns that life lived in compromise and hypocrisy is a life without meaning. The young student is expelled from the seminary after revealing some of his past sins, and his mentor priest is stirred from his complacent life of compromise to stick his neck out in defense of the young man's integrity. I must confess that I was deeply moved by parts of this film, yet deeply offended by others. You see, when I was a brash young seminary student, I too was confronted with the hypocrisy and compromise of the church in which I served. I was expected to give non-offensive sermons and to refrain from disrupting the status quo by actually sharing the gospel. It too was a wealthy church governed by the principle of non-confrontational liberal theology. It is a sickness that is everywhere in our society. The good thing about mass appeal is that it confronts the problem head-on, though falling short of providing an answer to the problem. The acting in the film is first rate. Veterans Jack Lemmon and Charles Durning are complemented by the talents of newcomer Zeljko Ivanek, who does an excellent job as the seminary student. There are some delightfully funny moments attributable to the considerable talents of Jack Lemmon, and the picture is well photographed. Tell your unsaved friends about mass appeal. It may open up a vehicle for dialogue with them about the true Church of Jesus Christ. Next week, we're going to take a look at Disney's newest re-release, Fantasia. I'll fill you in on the latest news about what my inside sources at Disney Studios tell me is happening there. Get ready for some major changes. And speaking of major changes, Believer's Choice is now coming to you from beautiful Southern California, the source of movie magic. Send your comments and questions to Believer's Choice, Box 2501, Garden Grove, California, 92642. I'm David Kyle.
Father Timothy Farley thought he knew all the answers.
Now, if he doesn't think that you're shaping up, you will never become a priest. You must give a friendly sermon.
You come here with your mink hats and your cashmere coats and your blue hair.
Theirs is a story of the difference between what is safe and what is true.
Will you look at this? The collection went down 30%. It is no accident that the collection comes after the sermon. It's like a Nielsen rating.
Between conscience and authority.
I searched with my body, and I discovered that I could never reconcile my inner emotional world that way. So I invite celibacy.
Mass Appeal, the story of two men who learn to believe in each other.
I see why you need to be a priest.
Why?
Because you're a lunatic. And the church needs lunatics.
Jack Lemmon in Mass Appeal. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Paul, it's just been more fun than a ton, as I like to say. But I want to tell you before I go, I want to talk about the movie Amadeus.
We saw that film. You know, somebody had called in on my input and asked me to tell them about Amadeus, so let's tell them all about Amadeus.
Depending on where you see it, it's probably a very good movie.
That's right. Wait a minute. Well, we happen to see it in a theater with about 10 seats. However, I don't recommend you go see it at the Beverly Cineplex.
Well, only if you want the Paul Mack version with the Paul Mack entertainment.
What did you think of the movie itself, aside from the presentation?
It was very fun, very interesting,
good
and
film.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes, sir.
Good movie.
I also enjoyed the popcorn.
Give it
a 10. That's, I do, too. I hope it wins for Best Picture.
Me, too.
I enjoyed the popcorn, although I didn't take them up on the free refill.
That's right. Buy
the
a big one,
orders
get a
36,000-ounce pound of popcorn. The man ate it, too, and he wanted a refill.
What?
About three gallons of butter they laid on that Malmu.
It was delicious, Paul.
It was a fun night. Anyway,
funner than this evening.
A buddy of mine wanted to know where Wizards was playing, Mark North Hollywood. Well, you could still catch it occasionally at the UA North Hollywood Movie 6 at the midnight shows. So keep checking for information. Call 766-4317 in the 818 area code. Right, buddy?
Yeah, and you can catch Bob here this week on the movie line. And we're also
Well, we know we've got you here, buddy, yeah. But why don't we talk about your your anniversary
That's
special.
Right. I have 4 years
your
of phonedom
in
my
belt.
And
guess who's going over, who's stooping low enough to make an ob tape?
Yes, it's
Brian
the big Brian
feedback.
Feedback.
He's going to be on. He's on your tape, coinciding with this one.
That is correct.
So
and
that's
also,
right, gang.
And I will be producing this week's telephone caller collage at 882-9524.
That's right, 882-9524. Bob will be doing the tape for Nino because Nino and I are working on the Artie Awards special.
Yes, that should be more ton than a fun.
That's
in
right.
A bun.
So when you're done calling this, you're done listening to this recording, give Observatory a call at 702-0429.
Or in the West Valley at 702-0429.
And 716-9242 is input. Yes.
Paul.
And, well, anyway, in case you haven't heard the Observative rap, stick around. It's going to repeat. Other than that, buddy, we're scamming.
Okay, Paul, next time I come over, we'll definitely go on location.
Thank you very much. And all I want to say is the input line is open. Call 761-0333. Leave your film reviews. Let's get out of here, buddy.